The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Apparently today is sour beer day.
Pass.
Push drinks that crap.
An unusual style of beer now viewed as one of the world's most popular styles of beer.
Is it stuff with fruity? Is that why it's sour?
No. I tried to look into what sour beer is, but...
We can't get porn or beer on our computers yet?
Right.
Okay. We'll get them both, though. We're allowed to, yeah. We need to break through a window to get in Bush's office before we can actually look
up porn. That's where the porn is.
Maybe that was it. What were you actually Googling out there? They shut you out.
Well, the last thing I was Dick Hyman.
All right.
That's it?
Yeah. Yep. Locked out.
Yeah. No idea.
Dick Hyman.
Could you climb in through the ceiling?
Nope. Nope. You got to just explain to me why you can't climb in through the ceiling.
Plus, who's going to do that? Do we hire like a little short gymnast?
Tom Cruise in here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I think you need to get an acrobat.
Get that Asian acrobat from Ocean's 11. Ocean's 11. Mm-hmm. He could jump through there.
So have your sour beer today.
Yeah. That's a Monday.
Whatever that is.
It's a Monday.
I'm in the liquor aisle at the store last night, and ladies asked
me. No way. You really?
Yeah. About the sour. She apparently needed the sour.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were making Long Island iced teas for a bachelorette party.
Oh.
But all she could find
were
bottles that said sweet and sour. Is that the same thing? I don't use a lot of sour and, you know, mixing drinks.
I never get sour. Yeah, I get sweet vermouth or dry vermouth. There's no sour vermouth, so I'm not really sure.
I didn't know what to tell her.
Right.
You know, I know they got, you know, like a whiskey sour.
I just drink straight vodka. Look at me.
Right.
That's not going to be like a casual bachelorette party. That drink's intense.
Right. Oh, yeah. You could tell they were ready.
Well, and huge penis straws all everywhere. Sure. That's going to be a crazy party. Let us know how it is, Puss, that party.
That's some serious drinking. I think it was going on last night.
A Sunday night bachelorette party?
I don't know. Maybe it's tonight. But it seemed urgent.
It's even worse. A Monday?
I know.
You don't do a bachelorette party on a Monday?
No.
It might be one of those all week things.
Maybe.
We're partying all week.
Yeah. But usually those are a destination.
Yeah.
Yeah, being at Nebraska Brewing Company on Friday with all those, like, back where they make, I don't know what they call the big metal things that they're in, like the vats or whatever.
Yeah, because
I used to want to have a keg at the house. Now I think I want one of those.
That would involve a whole nother house sitting next to your house.
Yeah, it would.
Those things are huge.
We're going to have to do some construction.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Might be some permits involved, too.
Yeah. Okay.
You're assuming you get approved.
Then you got to make your beer in that too.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You would still have to drink your beer quickly enough.
Yeah. Right. That's fine. It's going to be a whole process. Yeah, yeah. Lots of beer.
Yeah.
You're right, I think it'll be worth it.
They are cool looking.
Might have to move to a place that's zoned for that.
Yeah.
Or maybe just ask them if you could move into the brewery.
That was a good show then. You had a good show there. You had a good show in Dunlap, Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and where are you at this weekend?
I'm in Erling, Iowa at the Farmhand Brewing Company on Friday night.
All right.
8 p.m.
And you're heading to Hutch in Wichita, both,
yeah,
right?
Wichita Friday, October 1st, and Hutchinson. Barleycorns in Wichita, and then Hutchinson Friday, October 22nd at the Red Shed Music Venue.
T95, our home in Wichita. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that a lot.
I was talking to one of the brewers, official brewers over at Nebraska Brewing one time, and they said, yeah, people come up to me all the time, and they say, hey, you know, I want to be a brewer, too. I want to learn how to do this. Yeah. What can I do? He said, well, most of the job is just cleaning.
Yeah, clean those things up. Yeah.
Most of the job of being a brewery guy is just
cleaning. Right.
And
it's same with making meth.
You watch for Breaking Bad, too.
Breaking Bad is making meth. You got to clean all the time.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I had
no idea.
Yeah, Breaking Bad did it the right way. I mean, professionally in a huge room because they were paid money by the cartel to do it. But they cleaned all the time on that show.
Purity is important.
That's why it was blue meth and it was good.
Kids
don't do meth. Stick to beer.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Some of that meth might be tainted.
Yeah.
Not everybody was as meticulous as Walter White.
Yeah, it must have been good meth, though. Let's stick to beer, though. Sorry about bringing that up, because those guys clean that all the time
you
on
gotta,
that show.
Yeah. You got you got to clean the brewery too.
Yeah, yeah. In hazmat outfits?
Right.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
No.
But you do want to make sure if you're switching beer styles, you don't taint the next batch.
Yeah. Some ex-meth head just had a relapse.
I know. Sorry about that.
That
what is taint?
Yeah. He did have a relapse. Oh, that does sound good. He's like 8 days clean. When I was 10 days without booze because of COVID, I saw somebody's Facebook post. It wasn't anybody I knew, but it was just a random shot. And they said, and they were just, they literally were like, we're quitting alcohol, meth, and I want to say pills. And it was a legitimate post. And they were like 8 days clean because it's the toughest thing I ever had to do. I'm thinking, I better not post on this guy's deal.
No.
Yeah, I've been 10 days without booze.
Yeah. Well, that'd be tough to quit all that stuff at the same time.
And he was obviously was struggling because he was real happy. He made it 9 days without meth or booze.
See, pills were in there too. I think a guy like that probably couldn't watch Breaking Bad.
Oh no,
no, probably not.
We talk about that all the time. Is it? There's so many shows on we used to watch. We still watch where they just walk over and pour whiskey. I mean, every show somebody just. We started out with Justified.
Yeah,
where he would just get a bottle. Now billion any kind of show that takes place in high industry, they're always just walking over to the bar cart.
Mad Men was the worst.
Billions is that way. They're always breaking out the whiskey in Billions. If you have a drinking problem, you can't watch any of those kind of shows.
Yeah,
you
know? All the good shows you're going to trigger you.
Right. So that's why you just don't quit drinking, unless you have to. But you're right. A meth head couldn't have watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
No.
If they were trying to quit.
No.
Well, yeah, because they have the whole process where they make it like
I know.
You know what it's like crystal blue persuasion play all the music and set. It makes it. Glamorous. I've never done meth, but it made me like well, you don't, maybe.
Or you would have done meth back in the day. You at least tried it.
Appreciate the science anyway.
Yeah,
because it's all chemistry.
And don't then do they drugs, crack kid. It at the end. And,
don't do drug kids.
But on the flip side, if you were in the throes of a meth habit, you could make a game out of it. You know, instead of a drinking game, it'd be a snorting or smoking game,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. But then you're up like you better be binge watching that then.
Well, you will be one way or the other.
Go through a whole season in a day.
Whether you intended to binge the whole season or not, that will be the end.
You're going to be awake for a while.
Right, you're up. You might as well watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So it is amazing to me. You know, we give the kids all their electronic devices, and that's all they do. They're always on their phones or playing whatever game or whatnot. Yep. However, the kids are also doing these exceedingly simple things. You may have seen kids, or I suppose anybody, playing with this little handheld piece of dimpled silicone. They call it a poppet.
There's one at my house.
You just showed me it, so I don't know what it looked like till then because I don't have any little kids running around the house anymore. But
You've got one, Puss?
There's one at my house.
We have them, too. They suck.
Yeah. Is this a companion for the...
So is it like that? Remember, you pop your package and stuff? So it's just it's a plastic one of those?
Continuous.
So they
just sit there with this and it goes...
You don't run out of bubbles, do you?
It just pops over to the other side. You turn it over and pop it again.
So basically it's the bubble kind of thing. But oh my God, I'm surprised they didn't invent that already.
It's just repetitive noise. Over and over and over and over and over. It's very annoying.
The one we have went on a road trip with us this summer, and that was a bad idea. It got to the point where I'd be driving and I'd hear
I would have killed my son.
I'd just turn around and look and she'd be at like, all age. Right, I'll stop.
Because my kids were the age where the bottle flipping thing.
Yeah.
And I beat up five kids I didn't know during that. people just, at any kind of sporting event, kids be over there, the younger kids flipping those. And my kids did them in the driveway forever. Sorry, man, I don't know you, but your parents were.
Is that why the fidget spinners went away? Because they weren't annoying enough?
Well,
they were annoying to other people. You could do that all day. I'm not annoyed by that. But this, you're right, Puss. I'm surprised you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this poppet is what they're called. It was originally created in the 1970s by an Israeli couple, okay. Theo and Ora Koster.
Yeah, because we all discovered bubble pop and package stuff for years, you know.
Yeah, these people actually created more than 150 toys and games through their company, including some that became popular worldwide, like Guess Who?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Zingo. I don't remember that one. Others became popular in Israel. The Poppet was inspired by a dream that Ora had after her sister died of breast cancer, according to a BBC report. She said, Theo, she said to her husband, Theo, imagine a large field of breasts, ladies' breasts, that you can push the nipple.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm imagining that.
The son told the BBC that she was very open. She said whatever was on her mind to anyone. She went to him and said, do a carpet of nipples that you can press from one side to the other.
Carpet
and
of nipples is a that. Deadpool name next yep. year. You know what it yeah. is.
And that's what those things are. They're carpets of nipples.
Yeah. So they're not what we thought the bubble wrap thing. That's what it sounds like to me.
It makes the same kind of noise.
Yeah. And it, as and a nipple does?
No, as the bubble wrap.
How big are they?
It's about maybe 6 inches around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just a little thing.
Well, they come in different shapes and sizes. It's like a handheld
Chris
thing.
Chris showed me the picture. I mean, Chris, who's Chris? Do we work for the Chris? Do we work for the Chris?
No.
Did you say a Chris there at all?
No.
Not aware of it,
man,
no.
That is weird.
Theo and Ora.
Chris would be able to get into his studio.
You one up on me.
Well, look at the two images of it here. And apparently you can get one at Walmart for $20 and one at Target for $8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's like a field full of nipples. Is that their advertising campaign?
No, because it's for kids.
Yeah.
Remember those little like rubber domes that you could like invert to make them like inside out and then they would fly up in the air?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember those.
It's
my
like
kids had those.
It's okay. like those. It makes that same kind of noise where
Got
it's just
it.
Like pop.
Over and over and over again. Yeah. Oh.
It's not just a field of nipples. It's a field of hard nipples.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Hard nipple
that you can poke through to the other side
forever.
Well, and it's just never ending because they pop all the ones on one side, flip it over, pop, flip it over, pop, and then I drive off the interstate off the mountain.
And they never wear out; like the noise doesn't deaden over time.
No.
Oh, what a nightmare! Who's playing at your house?
Well, yeah, they have. I don't know where they are now, but there was a couple weeks where I was just like, bam, bam. Okay. I don't know if they're just doing it in their rooms now because I was like, this has to stop.
Play with your wiener like a regular teenager does. Well, that stops too after, you know, something happens.
So Theo and Ora were talking to Haaretz in 2015, shortly after licensing their Poppet idea to Foxmind, telling the Israeli newspaper that Theo did exactly what I asked, breasts with wonderful nipples.
This sounds like a kinky couple to me, man.
Yeah.
To me, it's just bubble wrap pop.
Well, that's where the idea came from in the first place.
I get that.
But the great thing about bubble
wrap. But a
nipple
doesn't make that noise. If it does, you get that checked.
And the bubble wrap runs out.
I know.
The bubble wrap has a finite amount of pops.
I was watching. I don't watch Shark Tank really at all, but it was on one day, and I had it on, and these people invented this game. Because you know the people we talk about that like to pop pimples?
Yeah, weirdos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They call them pimple poppers.
And it's just disgusting. We all know somebody that likes it, but it's disgusting. These people invented a sort of like that, a little square-shaped and little bumps on this rubber thing, like a rubber, and then you would take your finger and push it, and little white like string, a little white ooze would come out.
Ew.
Gross.
And you could redo that, and it was for people that like to pop pimples all the time, and... One guy gave somebody gave him money. Somebody bought like a half the stake in it, but it was gross. Even the little rubber things, the act of the pushing a pimple and then something white would come out, like a little, and would
gross.
Shoot. It would shoot back in, but it was like gel.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
That sucks for people that have been like toiling away with their own business for years and years, and they get an opportunity to go on Shark Tank, and everybody's like, "Nah,
no,
we don't want this."
Right. I know.
And then the pimple people go on there, and they're like,
somebody
"That's an idea."
Somebody gave them money.
Well, and it encourages the people that like to pop pimples.
It encourages them.
Don't encourage them.
Don't do it in front of people either.
Don't encourage them. Tell them to grow up and stop doing that crap.
Right. Do you live like this? These Poppet people, though, because I'm sure if she wanted his undivided attention, she's going to be like, just imagine a field of breasts.
Right.
Okay, I'm listening.
That means a lot of ones are strange, not yours, huh, Ray, honey? Okay, I'm imagining that.
Well, she was fine with it.
All right.
She was absolutely fine with it.
Yeah, her idea.
Yeah.
And the bane of a lot of people's existence.
You're like Henry. Mm-hmm. Go on the Shark Tank and you give him this, you bought a big rubber dink. Yeah, work it for a while and something comes out. Sure, I'll take right. I'll take 50% of that.
That's probably already been invented.
Kids are in the back seat with it. On the way to Colorado. What do you got back there?
What are you doing?
Oh, check this out. Splooge.
That's what you'd call it, too.
Handy practice.
Handy practice.
That's what they should be teaching the kids in junior high.
Handy practice.
Right, you start with that.
All right.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.